Greetings, friends and new listeners. Welcome to the Archie Hardy Ministries program. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today, because we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Today's teaching by my father, Brother Hardy, is exciting and informative, so make sure you get each episode of this outstanding exposition on the gifts of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Okay, we're in our session on the gifts, and we found out just what God did on the day of Pentecost. We found out the first three verses of 1 Corinthians 12. God wants us to know about the spirituals, the manifestations, the gifts of the Spirit, because He wants to give each and every one of us one and use it in the services. We found out that He answered the Corinthians' question, can someone under the anointing in speaking by the Spirit of God say Jesus is cursed? Paul said, no, 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 1,000 times no. In fact, Jesus is not accursed. He's blessed, and He is Lord and Christ. How many say amen? Not some Gnostic eon. Hallelujah. Now, the fourth verse we pick up, and it talks about the unity and diversity in the Godhead. Even though the Godhead is one in unity, they are diverse, just like we are one. Now, you are the body of Christ and members in particular, and every member is one of another, but we are not clones. We are individuals, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are in unity in the Godhead, but they are divers, and they have a diver part in the gifts. Fourth verse is, and now there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. These gifts belong to the Holy Spirit, are imparted by Him, and are manifested by Him. There's the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations. All of the gifts are used to serve Jesus and to lift Him up. But it is the same God, but it's the same God that is working all things in general, all in all. They're in unity with their different offices. We're supposed to be in unity with our different offices and with the abilities to minister our office. But the manifestation of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit, say manifestation of the Spirit, not the manifestation of the gift. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The gifts are given not for some individual's grandizement, not for to lift him up, but it's to profit the whole body of Christ. The whole key is, since you are zealous of spiritual endowments, gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the body of Christ. Seek that you may be number one in building the body up. That should be our motive and purpose in desiring and wanting God to use us with the gifts. They are not manifestation of gifts. They are a manifestation of the Spirit in operation in the services. He reveals and His presence and ministers to the church through these charisma given to each person for the good and profit of the entire church. Believers are a unity in diversity, not a clone of each other. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not trying to be somebody. I'm not copying them. How many say amen? And I feel sorry if you're trying to copy me. God has us individually. He designed us individually as a part, an office, and a function in the church. And we need to find our part, our office, and function, and get in there and function in our office and function. And you'll find out that certain charismata will work through you to lift up the Lord and build the church. Amen? All right, now we're going to get into what you've all been chafing at the bit to get into, the gifts. The list and distribution of spiritual charisma, 8th through the 10th verse. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These are the 9 charisma that the Holy Ghost will manifest through individuals in the church service to let them know that he is there to lift up the Lord, supply the need, and advance and increase the church and build it up. These 9 gifts work in the church service. Say, these 9 gifts work in the church service. These 9 manifestations of the Spirit is the Spirit manifesting himself in the church services, in the assembly. These 9 gifts only work in the assemblies. I want to drive that home to you. Say it with me. The 9 manifestation charismata of the Spirit work only in the church assembly, manifesting his presence to meet the need of the individuals in the service and to glorify the Lord and advance the church and build it up. Later on, you'll see other gifts that work outside of the church. How many say amen? These work in the church. How many say amen? And they are to be judged by the people in the church to see whether it is a demon spirit or God's spirit in operation or man's spirit. Somebody said the Spirit spoke. I said, which one? Because there's 3 types of spirit. The Holy Spirit, demonic spirit, man's spirit. And we got to discern which one of the 3 is operating. Just like they had to discern in Corinth, which one of the spirits were operating there. How many say amen? Because all kind of spirits, they were all zealous of spirits, and all kind of spirits were manifesting, and they thought all of them was God just because it was a spirit. And the same thing today, how many say amen? Many false prophets, didn't I just read John said, went out into the land? Many false prophets are in the land. How many say amen? And we need to judge the spirits. Didn't Paul say, beloved, try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not? Test them. How many say amen? All right. So now we have these 9 manifestations manifested as charisma or charismata through gifted believers to bring healing, deliverance, salvation, advance of the church, and building it up. I want you to notice that there's 3 groups of the gifts. Most of the time, you'll see 3 groups, but they'll have it a lot different than I've got it. Three groups. First, 2 involve in revelation. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. These work in tandem. Notice that it's a word or a portion of wisdom and knowledge, not wisdom and knowledge per se. How many say amen? When I get investigating the gifts more, I'll go into that more thorough. These 2 work in a tandem. They work together. In fact, you can't hardly tell when you're out of the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. They're so close. I'll tell you the difference when we get in defining them. The next group is a group of five involving faith. Here, you have to have no faith to receive the word of wisdom and word of knowledge. You have no faith at all. There's no faith involved. All you got to do is have an ear. The word of knowledge comes to you. It takes no faith at all. For these next five gifts to work, it involves faith, and they work according to your measure of faith. The chief and the best of these five gifts is faith, faith itself. The next four operate according to the measure of your faith. Healing and miracles operate according to your measure of faith. These also work in tandem. Sometimes it's just very hard to define whether it's a healing or a miracle. A miraculous healing. Like Jesus created eyeballs to give that man sight. Now, what was that, a healing or a miraculous healing? It was a miracle. He created them. How many say amen? And these two work in tandem. They're floating back. You don't know when you're going out of one and in the other. In fact, you'll find out that it takes miracles to cast out devils. How many of you knew that? Prophecy works according to the measure of your faith. You prophesy according to what? To your proportion of faith. How many say amen? Little faith, you say, thus saith the Lord. No faith, you don't say nothing. Prophesy according to your proportion of faith, and these two work in tandem, because all prophecy has to be discerned. Wherefore, the gift of discerning of spirits. 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Say, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the rest judge or discern. How many say amen? You see what I'm talking about? It's in the services that these work, because they must be spoken before prophets to judge their content of their message. These people going around these prayer meetings, laying on hands and giving these personal prophecies, that's not the Bible. You say amen or oh me, I don't care. I'm telling you what the Bible teaches. All prophecy is to be judged. How many say amen? Final two of the group involve the tongue. Diverse kinds of tongues are species of languages. And I want you to take a note of this. Diverse kinds of tongues. You don't get one tongue. When you get this gift from God, you don't get one tongue. You get diverse tongues. Do you understand what diverse kinds of tongues means? More than one language. And that's a very important thing. I want you to file it in your mind, because you will meet it a little later when I begin to open up the individual gifts, especially tongues. Tongues is the most understood gift of all, and it's the most versatile gift of all. And we'll be getting in that in a little longer. How many see the three groups now? How many sees, huh? Can you see how faith is the chief one? How many times it is a gift of miracles or a gift of faith that's operating, producing a miracle? See how they slide into one another? How many say amen? How many hears me? Jesus said, if thou hast faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now we're talking about the gift of faith, right? You will say to this mountain, be removed, be thou plucked up, be cast in the sea. Now what is that, a miracle or a faith? It's faith producing a miracle. How many say amen? See how they slide? And especially these power gifts, work according to your faith. How many? You don't need faith to get a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. All you need to do is have an ear. But you need faith to speak it after you get it. Because you get a word of knowledge, not for you, for somebody else. you know, Sunday night, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge works. I get a word of knowledge. I get a word of knowledge and wisdom from God. I wait in the back, and I can tell if God's going to have that type of service because the angel of the Lord comes into office, and he begins to talk to me and give me a word of knowledge of what's out in the congregation. And I mean, it's been on the line, hadn't it? Let's see. We had junior, and we only had four of them that come up, juniors. Huh? We had tumors last week, and we only had four of them come up. You see, he was right on the line. It took faith for me to call him out. Didn't take no faith for me to receive it. I heard it. Don't take any faith to receive it, but it takes faith to deliver it. How many say amen? But you must have faith for these five to work. They won't work. How many say amen? You cannot heal the sick if you don't lay your hand on them or speak to them. You can have the healing power on you all you want to, but if you don't act in faith, how many say amen? You can have the anointing to prophesy, but your faith is small, and what happens? Like I said, no faith, you say nothing. Little faith, you say, thus saith the Lord. A little bit more faith, you say, hear the word of God, hear the word of God, hear the word of God. And we have to tell them to shut up so we can hear the word of God. I mean, after you say hear the word of God twice, that's enough. Just hear the word of God. How many say amen? Can you see the three groupings now and how they work in tandem with one another? And you can't hardly tell when you go out of one, then you're in the other. 11th verse, the Holy Spirit is the giver and the operator of the gift. You can't operate it when you want. How many say amen? Boy, I'd like to. I'd like to have all nine and operate them when I want. The only one that could do that was Jesus. Because God didn't give him the Spirit by measure. And he had also authority to use it whenever he wanted. But we only get the gifts. Huh? What are they? What are the gifts? Charisma, the result of grace, manifesting itself in what? Of God's what? Enables me to have a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation. Correction, the only gift that can work without the direct anointing and unction of the Holy Ghost is the gift of tongues. When you have the gift of tongues, you can speak in tongues anytime you want. You can use it to praise God, to say amen. You can use it in prayer. That's why it proves that you can use it in yourself, because the whole church was speaking in tongues and out of order, and the Holy Ghost would have never done it. And he wouldn't have had to correct them. So a lot of people say gift is the least tongues. No, it's the greatest tongues to the individual, and that's where the danger comes in, because he that speaks in tongues edifies himself, and that's what they wanted to do at Corinth. All they wanted to do was speak in tongues and build herself up and didn't care about nobody else. I'll be getting in this more thorough when we start digging in and telling you all about the gift. How many say amen? I want you to notice what you don't see now, but in the Greek, God uses three different prepositions about the gifts. Dia means through. All the gifts work through the mediation of the Holy Spirit, not by yourself. How many say amen? The second preposition is kata, and it was translated by. And kata means according to his will, according to his determination. How many say amen? And the third preposition was in, and it marks the sphere that the gift works. It works in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How many say amen? In his sphere. they work. And they're very, very important differentiations. And I did that. I wanted you to see that. I know a lot of you don't know Greek, and it doesn't mean anything to you. But they're very important. Through, he's the one that it is the gifts, gives and operates. According to his will, what gift you get and when it works. And in his anointing and power, these gifts work. Amen? You understand it? So if you do, say amen. Hope you do out in television land. Now we're going to get into the actual nitty-gritty of the gifts. Defining and expanding the gifts. The first one is the revelation gift. The word of wisdom. That's Logos Sophia. So you know the woman named Sophia, her name's wisdom. How many say amen? Sophia means how to apply knowledge to accomplish a particular task. It's how to use knowledge to accomplish a particular task. It is a supernatural revelation through the spoken word by the Spirit of God on how to handle a particular situation. And we sure need that in the church. And administrators of the church sure need the word of wisdom. How many say amen? How to run God's house. And it will work in the administrative offices. How to run God's house. Wisdom on how. That's the classic meaning of wisdom. How to apply knowledge to do a given task or bring about a certain end. Perfect illustration is Solomon. God gave Solomon the word of knowledge. I mean the word of wisdom and not the word of knowledge. If he would have gave Solomon the word of knowledge, he would have told him who was the mother of that little baby. Remember the story that showed his wisdom? Two mothers had two children, newborn. They were sleeping together in one bed. One mother rolled on the child, and the child died. In the morning, they both claimed a living child. So they brought the two mothers with the living and dead child to Solomon, both claiming for it to be the child to see what he would do. God gave him the spirit of wisdom, so instead of telling him who was the mother, he told him what to do because he knew the mother loved the child and would rather let it live than die and would give it up, that mother instinct. And when he said, okay, being you both claim it, he called for a sword, didn't he? Said, divide it in half, give half to one, half to the other. The one woman that wasn't her child said, that's right, go ahead, cut it in half. The other mother didn't, said, no, let it live. He said, thou art the mother. That's wisdom. It's applying knowledge how to bring about a certain task and result. The word of knowledge, let me read it to you. This is the supernatural utterance of facts by the Spirit, including fundamental principles of the word. It includes understanding the great facts of life as they are known of God. Joseph had the word of knowledge. When Pharaoh had that dream, the seven healthy cows and the seven lean cows. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about. He didn't know the interpretation he wanted to know. They told him about Joseph. God gave Joseph the word of knowledge to tell him what that dream meant. There would be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. Then, because these two work in tandem and you're going out of one into the other, the king said, well, what should we do? So God gave him the word of wisdom and told him what to do. While they were in the 7 good years, store the food up, prepare for the 7 lean years. He said, and get some man full of wisdom to do it. And Pharaoh said, who's got any more wisdom than you? You're the guy that's going to do it. You see how they flowed out of one end to the other? How many say amen? Now, prophecy is not given to give direction to people. Prophecy is given to speak unto the church unto edification, exhortation, and comfort. Right? The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge is given to give direction to people. How many say amen? And they're both utterances, but the difference is the way that it comes. You hear the word of wisdom and word of knowledge, then by faith you speak it. Prophecy, it's divine inspiration. You don't know what you're going to say, and it just God inspires you. And he uses that gift in the church to give edification, exhortation, and comfort, not to give you a word. If you're going to get a word from God, it's going to be the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge to give you direction. How many say amen? Take, like when Israel was fighting the enemy and God spoke into the prophet's ear and told him the enemy's plan. He got a word of knowledge. And then he told the king where the ambush would be, and giving him a word of wisdom said, be sure you don't go by there. How many say amen? So when you want a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge from God, don't ask God to give you a prophecy. Because he's going to give you a word of exhortation, edification, and comfort if he's going to give you a prophecy. And if you ask him for a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, then he'll give you direction on what to do. Amen? How many's got them? I want to get this split down the hair perfect so you understand the gift. How many say amen? Still out there? You still with me? Remember, you don't get all of God's wisdom. You don't get of all of God's knowledge. You get the wisdom and the knowledge for that particular need.
Amen. What an insightful and timely teaching by God's servant, Brother Hardy, on the gifts of the Spirit. Thank God that he has endowed his church, the body of Christ, with these 9 marvelous manifestations of his Holy Spirit to bring forth mighty works of healings, deliverance, and revelation to his people, and also as a witness to others that they might believe on his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When the early church in Acts went forth preaching and teaching the gospel, God worked with them, confirming his word through mighty signs and wonders. How much more do we today need the gifts of the Spirit in this age of counterfeit supernatural manifestations by the kingdom and prince of darkness? This teaching is vital to our understanding for every believer and answers the question unequivocally and scripturally, are the gifts of the Spirit for today? And who may operate in the gifts? How and when? You will understand the operation, the purpose, and the function of the gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, prophecy, and discerning of spirits, and how these gifts often work in tandem with each other, as well as the power gifts of faith, healings, and working of miracles. And finally, you will understand the gift of diverse tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues, and what the difference is between the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues given to the individual for his own personal edification, and the gift of diverse tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues that operate in the church assembly. This complete in-depth teaching on the gifts of the Spirit is available on a double CD set and can be yours for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer 304. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the offer number is 304 for the gifts of the Spirit, a double 2CD set for your love gift of $15 or more. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying Maranatha.